Welcome to Perlin on ELT with Matt Perlin. You can contact Matt at info@perlintraining.com and visit the website at perlintraining.com, where you'll find all kinds of free resources for teachers and learners of English. You can follow Matt on Twitter at Perlin Training. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Matt on iTunes. What's on the podcast this time, Matt?
Hello there. Welcome to episode 24 of Perlin on ELT. I'm Perlin, and I'm on ELT, and that's the kind of thing that I like to do, to be on ELT, and I'm usually on it all the time, actually. And I'm still on it now at the moment. And in this podcast, we're going to be looking at that wonderful tense called present continuous. What is present continuous? You can ask me, you can ask a teacher or any member of the public. And they will tell you it's the tense we use to talk about what we're doing at the moment. So it's be plus ing form. Isn't it? So, for example, I'm talking to you at the moment. I'm talking with contraction I'm. I'm talking to you. You're listening to this podcast, hopefully making notes as well along the way. Well, that's up to you. So, in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about an app, but not a boring app, not one of those boring old apps for learning English or learning something, but one of the gaming apps, one of the game apps. And this is a game called Slitherio. And maybe you've played it. What involves guiding a worm. I assume it's a worm, not a snake. Around the screen, and the aim is for it to get bigger and bigger until it's actually the biggest in the game. And I played this a lot. I used to play it a lot, and I started thinking about this as an idea for a lesson. And what students have to do, I mean, they're going to need tablets or phones for this lesson, assuming that that's possible. They work in pairs or small groups, and one person is playing the game, describing what they're doing in detail. The others are listening or making notes, writing down corrections with the tense present continuous. Of course, we use present continuous to talk about now, what we're doing at the moment. Also about future, for example, future arrangements, like I'm meeting my friend tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I'm going to the airport later. If I say I'm going to the airport, we assume that it's now. We assume that the time is now, at this moment. At the moment. But if we add a time phrase in the future, then it becomes a future tense, and very welcome we are to it. Very nice it is too, as a future tense. Yeah. But let's focus on it as a present tense for now. So I'll tell you what I'm doing, and I'll play the game a little bit to give you an example. Of course, you can do this with any game. So I'm suggesting that students play games in the classroom. Yes, but talking in English, talking about what they're doing, what they are doing from moment to moment, and trying to use present continuous all the time. You know, if you can hook this up to some sort of screen, to a screen at the top of the on the whiteboard, for example, some sort of electronic whiteboard or something, then you could do it. Take it in turns, each student playing as a whole class, and you know, saying what they're doing at each moment. So let me give you an example what I mean. The first, I'm going to I'm pressing the the button to open the app. Okay. And so I'm just opening that. So I'm having a problem. Right. So I'm opening the app and the name is slither.io. It's a free game, free app. And now I'm typing in my name. So I'm using present continuous. It's Matt, it's my name. You can put any name, nickname, or any message that you want to display, because when you get into the top 10, your name, the name that you put, is shown right at the top. So it started, and I'm guiding this very small worm with my finger, touching the screen just in front of the worm's head. Oh, I'm getting into trouble. I've died. So, present perfect. Okay. So let's keep going. Starting again, and I'm moving along. The point is, if your head touches somebody else, then you will die. So what you want to do is jump in front of other snakes, or worms, as I like to call them, and make sure they touch your body, and then they die, and then you eat them. And when you eat them, you become bigger, and that's how you grow bigger. And the game can last for ages, if you're good at it, can, you know, half an hour or longer. So I'm just going around. Also, there are lots of lights, light colorful blobs or circles, and if you eat these, I suppose they're food for the worms. If you eat these, you also get bigger. But the best thing is to find another snake and jump in front of it and try to kill it, and then you can eat all of that, and it's much quicker. So I'm giving an explanation of the game. It's very compelling, I need to say. But what we should be doing is describing, really, second by second, what's going on. What are we doing? So I'm going in a circle. I'm trying to avoid somebody who's aggressively jumping in front of me. And I forced him to die, so I've eaten him now. I've eaten his remains, as it were. It's quite a dog-eat-dog game, literally a worm-eat-worm kind of game, but very relaxing, enjoyable. Now I'm just eating some yellow blobs here, and I'm moving along. I've got the length 243. But to get into the top 10, I need 12,000 or really plus, 12,700 plus. So I'm touching the screen in front of the head of my worm. And he's moving along nicely. I can see another worm is coming. And there's not much going on here at the moment, not much action. So I'm going to look for some more worms here. I'm moving along. And there's a red worm who is trying to get me. I wonder if I can attack him. Yes, I've done it, and he's died, and I've eaten his remains. It's very nice. philosophy behind the game, but there's no harm in it. I think there's no harm in it. Somebody, a worm with the colors of the United States flag is now circling me. Now I've circled a blue worm. Ah, now there's a purple worm, a large one trying to get around me. If you circle another worm, you can eat them basically, because they're in your circle. So if you see a bigger worm trying to go around you, you have to run away. It's quite hard to play and talk. So I've just died and this big worm has eaten me. So we can use as well present perfect there to say what has happened, what's just happened. Let's have another quick go. I don't want to get too boring with this, but really the idea is to use an app, use a game, and say, what are you doing? You know, I could use a different example, which is a game called, these are casual games, you know, games that you pick up and play just for a few minutes while you're waiting at the bus. This is a really good one called High Rises. But the principle is exactly the same. Talking about, with mainly present continuous, what are you doing? So in this game, I'm running. I have to jump higher and higher. And this runs automatically. The little animal or person, whatever you choose, runs automatically. And if you're not quick, he can run off the side of the building. And it flies down in safety, it doesn't die in this game. And the aim is to get higher and higher up the building. So, for example, I'm touching the screen, I'm making the thing, it looks like a dog wearing a space helmet. Yeah, and he's flying down because I did it wrong. I'm pressing, tapping on the screen. And I've just won 106 coins. I'm not sure why I've won them or what I'm going to do with them. But I've won a prize. Another prize, which seems to be a skeleton running, holding a bag of keys. Or holding a bag of money. I'm not sure what that's all about. But I'm tapping on the screen. These are games which are very simple, you know. If you die, you lose what you're doing, then you just start again. And it's the same with the Solitario, with the worm one. It's very addictive. And all the time you're trying to beat your high score. So on this game, High Rises, I've got the score 240, which means 240 floors up, and now I'm on 60. I think it's unlikely that I will beat this high score now, especially when I'm talking to you, but maybe I will. And let's use games that your students are interested in. You know, what games do they play? Casual games, not something in depth. But maybe they would like to talk about that as well. You know, what are they doing? So instead of a presentation in the classroom, they sort of present 2 minutes or 5 minutes talking about a game, playing a game with others watching. If you can get it on a screen, maybe you've got an Apple TV little box or something similar. From somebody different. And then everybody can gather around the TV or the electronic board and see what's going on. So I'm doing quite well. I've got 136 floors up. Goal is 240. I'm still running. It's like it's a skeleton running side to side. Now I'm touching the it's some sort of crane to get higher. And I'm running, jumping, and now I've fallen down. Yeah, 155 for this score. I didn't reach my high score of 240, but never mind. I'm not going to be too sad. I'll try it again another time and again and again. and again. But the point is to talk about what you're doing now at the moment. When you try to do this in the class, then it's quite difficult because you just say, okay, Eduardo, what are you doing at the moment? I'm sitting in the class. I'm listening to you. I'm doing an exercise. I'm reading the book, hopefully not reading the course book. I'm doing something productive. But it's very limited. What are they doing? You could do this to practice. If you're a student, you could practice this at home and just say out loud, what are you doing from moment to moment? But very often, we're not doing anything much. We're sitting down, we're watching TV, we're working on the computer. So if you've got a game like this, like Slitheria or High Flyers or something else that's interesting for your students, then you can talk about it, and you're doing different things. You're doing different things, and you could say why you're doing them and so on. So my idea is to work in pairs or threes, maybe maximum. Take it in turns, one person doing something, the other writing down some notes, maybe correcting them afterwards. Then maybe present to the class instead of a normal presentation, and do a live commentary. What's somebody doing? What is somebody doing? Maybe the teacher has a go at the game, and the students can be saying what he or she is doing. So that could be fun. And then maybe write up some notes. Then let's use past continuous. I was doing this, then I was doing that. Why? Because I wanted to do this and that. So using past tenses, past continuous, past simple. So that's my idea. I don't know if it's a good one, but I'm definitely going to try it. We need a little bit of technology to do that in our classroom. But let's get students talking. What are you doing now? Not just sitting, listening to the teacher, but actively doing something in a game. And this gives them a context for talking about different actions. Okay, so that's all for this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, which was very much, I need to say. And don't forget to download and listen to all the other podcasts. There are 23 other podcasts in this series. And also, you can find my other podcasts online as well on iTunes. I've done loads of podcasts in my time. I'm sort of a podcast person, really. We need to say something like that. And send me some ideas and tell me about your lessons if you used this idea. Which games did you talk about, and what happened, and how was it for you? How useful was it? How helpful was it? So you can contact me at purlandtraining, purland training. You don't want me to spell training, do you, as well? T-R-A, like training. Train plus ing, T-R-A-I-N, ing. You don't want me to spell ing as well. Okay, ing, purlandtraining.com, Twitter at purlandtraining, Instagram as well, at, is it an at? I don't know. At purlandtraining as well, probably, maybe yes. And it would be good to hear from you. If you like this podcast, please tell a friend. If you don't like it, then still listen, but maybe don't tell anyone about it. That would be good. So, of course, I'm joking, but thanks for listening to this one, and see you in the next time. Bye for now.
Perlin on ELT.